Despite improvement in cardiopulmonary resuscitation performance and the increasing success, cardiac arrest was still associated with poor prognosis. The high mortality rate is due to multi-organ dysfunction caused by cerebral ischemia and reperfusion injury. The guidelines for cardiopulmonary resuscitation suggest that therapeutic hypothermia is an effective treatment to decrease mortality, and the only approach confirmed to reduce reperfusion injury. During therapeutic hypothermia, for shiver and pain prevention, sedative agents, propofol, and analgesia agents, fentanyl, are preferred choices. However, propofol has been associated with a number of serious adverse effects such as metabolic acidosis, cardiac asystole, myocardial failure, and death. In addition, mild therapeutic hypothermia alters the pharmacokinetics of agents, propofol and fentanyl, and reduces the systemic clearance of them. For therapeutic hypothermia patients undergoing therapeutic hypothermia, propofol may be overdosed, accompanied with delaying in awakening. Prolonging the duration of mechanical ventilation and other subsequent complications. Cipro-fol, HSK-3486, is a novel intravenously administered anesthetic agent that is convenient and easy to administer outside the operating room. For rapid metabolism and low accumulation after continuous infusion with stable circulatory system, less propofol infusion syndrome. Therefore, we hypothesized that HSK-3486 post-treatment could provide brain protection undergo therapeutic hypothermia after therapeutic hypothermia.